some mental mistakes that don't give yourself a chance to win. You know, maybe it's possible we didn't have great legs today, but I mean they made the same trip we did, so we got to find a way to survive those times where we're not feeling great, it's not going our way. We need to be as tight defensively as possible and keep ourselves in the game so that when we have the type of third period that we did, we get the win instead of having a moral victory.
Having to come back that much in the third period, how do you kind of stay fresh now going into the third game of three nights?
Well, I think we played four lines pretty consistently all game, so I don't think we should be fine. Again, it's just we've got to be sharper. Defensively, we got to get pucks deep when we need to get off, and we got to when the puck turns over from offense to defense, we can't be giving up 5-on-2s and 5-on-3s. Just you don't give yourself a chance to win then. So loved our third. I thought we competed extremely hard and did everything you can to get back in the game, but we just dug ourselves too big a hole because we weren't ready in the beginning of the game to, again, we don't have to dominate, but we got to survive and give ourselves a chance to when we do play well, win the game, not just try and come back.
Colin Delia getting back-to-back starts. What have you seen out of the last two games since he hasn't played since November?
Yeah, he's been good. It's been good, I think, for him to have a long stretch of practice time and prepare, and I thought he was good in last night, and then tonight he made some saves to keep us in it where we needed to, we had to push a little bit in the third and made a couple saves that allowed us to stay in the game, and we almost made it the whole way. So that's all you can ask from a goaltender.
Do you have an idea of what you're going to do for the goaltender rotation with Glass in Chicago for the time being?
We just kind of take it day by day. We'll have a discussion tonight as far as what we'll do tomorrow, and that there's no point looking too far ahead.
Been had Gus in the lineup for a while. What difference is it making having him back?
Yeah, he's obviously he's gifted with the puck. He makes some plays that most players in this league can't make. It's tough when you've been off so long. You want to make a difference. You want to be the guy. It's going to take hopefully not too much longer before he kind of finds his rhythm as far as when to try and do something special and when to make the easy play. But it sure is nice to have a guy like him in the lineup because he can make a difference on the shift.
I think he'll be a kind of a missing ingredient with power play. Are you looking for him to play that role?
Yeah, he should be. He's got the big shot and he can make plays for whatever reason tonight. We just I felt like we wasted too many of the power plays we got. The one in the second period was pretty good, but when I think of the ones in the first and the third, we didn't execute, and it doesn't really matter who you have there. If you don't make 2-3 passes in a row and make good reads, you don't give yourself a chance.
The three defensemen look on the power play. Is that still experimental, or is that something you're looking to stay with?
I don't know. I think they've been pretty good, so I don't know why we'd go away from it. They're shooting pucks and making pretty clean, flat passes, and when you do that, you give yourself a chance to score. So I think the last couple of games, they've been pretty consistent.
Thanks, Coach.
Perfect. Thanks.